CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, good morning, honey. What's cooking? Coin a phrase.
Oh, you. Ham and eggs.
Ham?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are being fancy.
Well, there was a small slice left, and I thought you'd like it for a change instead of bacon all the time.
Is this my orange juice?
Yes, huh? Oh, speaking of ham, I didn't tell you, dear, the funniest thing.
It's seed dinners again.
Hey, well, you get down earlier and dig them out. Mm. Well, I guess it isn't so funny to the Kenyans, although Ruth was amusing about it. She called yesterday to thank us. They just got back.
Honey, what are you talking about?
Remember, we couldn't decide what to send George and Ruth Kenyon for Christmas this year? And then you remembered how crazy George was about ham, so I went to the food section at the department store and ordered one of those fancy gift-wrapped 14-pound hams to be sent the Kenyons.
Yeah.
You remember
that?
Yeah,
I guess you said you did, yeah.
Well, I guess they have had ham coming out of their ears. Ruth didn't say so, but I'll bet it'll be a long time before George ever...
Honey, get to the point, will you please?
Well, when I ordered the ham, I had it sent to their apartment. You know, they live in that new apartment building, that new one, you know, that's over there on that
very
nice...
Yeah, I know where they live, yeah.
Well, I bumped into Ruth, Christmas shopping, and she said George was taking his vacation then, and they were going up to that place they have in Snowville so George could ski and all that. So I went back to the store quickly because I just ordered the ham, and I changed the mailing address to their place in Snowville. You know, so they'd have a ham up there.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, they got the ham up there, all right, 14 pounds of it. And when they got back, here was another 14-pound ham practically hanging on the doorknob of their apartment with a card saying, Merry Christmas from the Pipers on that one, too.
Oh, no kidding, really? Did they take it back?
No, apparently not. And you know there's just the two of them, so they've had 28 pounds of ham to get rid of. Really? Where are you going?
I'm going to get our bill from the department store and see if they charged us for two hams. Look,
oh,
it may
honey,
be a funny story, but I'm doggone if I'm going to pay for their mistake.
In 1957, the Russians published 130 million books for distribution throughout the free world. These books are full of communist propaganda and lies about our country. More of these books are being printed all the time, and many are being distributed free. We can help counteract this vicious campaign by sending our own books, books with the true facts, to these same nations. Pick out a few books from your own collection, something perhaps by Mark Twain or Ernest Hemingway. If they're in good condition and have hard covers, send them to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C. You'll be aiding our people-to-people program by bringing the truth to an interested reader or student abroad through the gift of a book. Maybe, in addition to works of literature, you have a recent American history book or an up-to-date geography. Send that along, too. Do your bit to combat communist propaganda. Send your books to Books from America, Box 1960, Washington 13, D.C.
I wish, instead of rummaging around that shoebox of Christmas bills and mixing everything up, you would go out and eat your breakfast. After I make ham and eggs, everything will be cold.
Well, I'm darned if I'm going to pay for two hams.
Well, I don't think they charged us. I seem to remember seeing the department store bill, and I would have noticed it if I think they charged us for two.
Wait a minute, here. Here's the bill. Here it is.
Find it? What did they...
Gloves, scarf.
No, down at the bottom, I think. Close. It says ham. One, 14-pound ham.
What is that? Oh,
right,
yes,
here,
ham.
See, they only charged us for one ham. Right there.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. Well, maybe we'll get it on next month's bill. One of us better get down to the department store and straighten it out. That's all I got to say. But I don't want to get billed for this later.
No.
Look, why didn't the Kenyans send their second ham back?
I don't know. Maybe they thought we'd sent them two. One to have at each place, and they didn't want to be impolite. I don't know. All I know
why wouldn't we send anyone two 14-pound hams?
I don't know.
Well,
I'm
I'll go to the store and tell them what happened anyhow.
May I help you, sir?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to report a little mistake. The store made in sending out a Christmas gift that we ordered.
If you're returning something, you'll have to take it to the credit desk. Do you have the sales slip?
No. I'm not returning anything.
The complaint department's on the fourth floor, sir.
No, I'm not complaining.
I'm sorry, sir. I thought you said a mistake was made.
Yes, I mean, a mistake was made.
Well, the complaint department's on the fourth floor, sir. We're not allowed to make any adjustments unless we have a slip signed by the manager of the adjustment department. If you'll ask for Mr. Billcroft...
Now, look here, will you? I am not complaining or adjusting. I'm only reporting the mistake so the store is aware of it. You see, my wife ordered a 14-pound ham sent to a Mr. and Mrs. George Kenyon at their apartment address here in town.
Yes.
Then she discovered that they'd be in Snowville for Christmas, so... She returned here to the food department a short time after that, see, and changed the mailing address.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, it now turns out that two hams were sent, one to Snowville and one to their apartment here. So I guess they got plenty of ham.
Yes, I should say I just hope they like ham.
Oh, they do. Or I should say they did.
Yes. Oh, yes.
But anyhow, I just wanted the store to know that it was their mistake so I don't get billed for the second ham. So, if you'll be kind enough to report it, I'll...
Oh, dear, I don't have anything to do with that, sir.
Oh. Well, look, I don't intend to pay for two hams.
Oh, of course not, sir. It certainly was our mistake with the Christmas rush and the extra help, you know.
Oh, I understand all that.
Well, the best thing I think is for your friends to return the second ham. Just have them call our pickup department and the delivery truck will be...
No, you don't understand. They can't return it. I mean, they've eaten it, apparently.
Oh, dear. Well, I really don't know what you can do in that case.
Me? I don't intend to do anything except not pay for it.
Well, I'm quite sure that if two hams were sent, then it's gone through billing, and in that case, your account will be charged.
Now, look here, just
but
a...
I don't have a thing to do with that, sir.
Well, as a matter of fact,
this isn't even my department.
Well, what are you doing?
I'm in china and glassware, just happened to be walking through. I suggest
you
stop at the credit desk by the elevator, and if they can't help you, then go on up to the adjustments on the fourth floor.
All right.
Now, you say, Mr. Piper, the two hams were ordered on the same day.
No, I didn't say that at all. I said one ham was ordered on the same day.
Well, the same day as what?
Same day as the other ham.
Well, then two hams were ordered.
Look, one ham was ordered. One ham was ordered. It was to be sent to an address here in town. Then my wife found out the people wouldn't be in town for Christmas. I've been all through this. So she returned to the store and changed the mailing address.
Yes, well, do you have the sales slip?
Huh?
Well,
no.
It's very hard to do anything without a sales slip. I don't suppose you happen to recall the exact date the ham was ordered.
No, I can't recall that. I don't know which day it was. It was before Christmas.
May I ask why the second ham was not returned?
Well, I don't know why it wasn't returned. All I know is it wasn't returned. And since it was not our fault that they received it in the first place, I don't intend to pay for it.
I see. Well, then your complaint, Mr. Piper, is that you have been charged for two hams.
No. I was only charged for one.
Well, I'm afraid I don't understand, Mr. Piper. If you've not been charged for two hams but only been charged for one, then what is your complaint?
I just wanted to report that a mistake had been made so that sometime in the future I did not suddenly get a bill for another ham, and it seems to me...
Excuse me, that may be the billing department calling right now. Yes? Piper. That's right. No record at all? Well, there must be. He's already been charged for one ham. Take another look. Piper.
Now, look, I'm sorry. I just can't take
yes.
any more time. I'm
well,
a busy
just,
man.
Just a second.
I only
just a
wanted
second.
To
Did
report.
You, your wife make a purchase of cheddar cheese the same day, Mr. Fenton?
Cheddar? I don't know whether... Look, she may have bought cheddar
cheese.
He
says that she may have. What? Two? Well, Mr. Blankenship and Billings says the clerk has now found two sales slips indicating that two hams were ordered on December 17th, each to be sent to a Mr. and Mrs. David Kenyon.
Now, look, but that is absolutely impossible. One ham was ordered, and anyhow, his name is George Kenyon. Now, look here, I don't want to be unpleasant. I really don't, but it seems to me...
Now, Mr. Piper, if you could take a few minutes of your very valuable time to give me a detailed explanation of the ham.
Shortly before Christmas, my wife ordered one ham to be sent to Mr. and Mrs. George Kenyon.
If you're a teenager and wonder why your parents just don't understand you, by all means, look in the February Ladies' Home Journal. There, Pat Boone pulls a switch and tells teenagers in a heart-to-heart talk it's parents that need understanding. Yes, that's right. And then this interesting and helpful article tells why and what can be done about it. Pat, as you'll discover, actually thinks there should be a society for the prevention of cruelty to parents. And after you read it, I'm sure you'll agree. But he also tells in the journal how a better understanding of parents will be of tremendous value to teenagers, how it will help get rid of those maddening doubts about parents, life, and yes, the doubts about themselves. For Pat is not too far removed from a teenager to remember the transition from child to adult is no fun. In the same issue, the popular feature, Can This Marriage Be Saved?, discusses a teenage marriage that almost went on the rocks because neither boy or girl understood so many things, especially themselves. So do be sure to get the February Ladies' Home Journal wherever magazines are sold.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
I thought you said you were going to the department store this afternoon to get that ham business all straightened out.
Well, I did finally. Where's a hang-up on my coat, as usual?
Betsy, wash your hands for dinner. Daddy's home. There's a wooden hanger on the floor right there. What happened at the store?
Well, I can't go through it all, but it wound up with a credit manager, Philip, filing a report for our account so that in the future... Well, anyhow, never mind. The incident is closed.
Closed? Ruth Kenyon called me not half an hour ago, and she said, are you two trying to be funny? And I said, what do you mean, Ruth?
Yeah?
A third 14-pound ham was just delivered to her by special delivery from the department store late this afternoon.
You're kidding.
Well, she wasn't kidding, and frankly, she sounded kind of mad. I think the Kenyons are getting pretty sick of ham.
Well, I don't understand.
With the ham was a letter of apology from the store.
Oh, for Pete's sakes, really? Well, I was so darn annoyed with them, I suppose the store's trying to make up for it, you see?
No. The letter didn't sound that way at all. That's why I wondered what you said to them.
Why? What'd the letter say?
Well, I can't remember the exact wording, but something to the effect that the store had made an unforgivable error in not sending to Mr. and Mrs. Kenyon, in time for their Christmas dinner, a delicious 14-pound Blaney special ham or something, like gift of Mr. and Mrs. Piper. So sorry they didn't
what?
Get it.
What?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
now, I suppose we'll be charged for that ham.
Well, I don't know.
How do you suppose these things happen? How do you suppose these things happen?
I think you had better call the store tomorrow now and get it
settled. No. The bills will be coming in next week. I'll see what the store does before I start anything again. Well, let me tell you what I have been through already.
Yeah, well, tell me while we eat, or the food will be cold. Betsy? I went up to the third floor.
Whenever you have good hot
Campbell
soup.
Good things begin to happen.
Whenever you have good hot Campbell soup.
You'll have good nutrition.
Good disposition too.
And you'll feel good all over.
Cause soup is good for you.
Yes, good things begin to happen.
But once a day.
Every day.
You'll have Campbell soup.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.